I wanted to ask you a question.
Ma küsiks ühe küsimuse.
Why did you come to church today?
Miks sa tulid täna hommikul kiriku?
It's a simple question.
Väga lihtne küsimus.
But it's a question that I've asked of myself over the years that I've been a Christian and now in ministry.
See on küsimus, mida ma olen ise küsinud endalt nende aastate jooksul, millel ma olen olnud kristlane ja ka teeninud.
Pastor Ago has allowed me to share from my heart this morning and that's what I'm going to try to do.
Kuna pastor Ago lubas mul jagada oma südant täna hommikul, siis see on see, mida ma nüüd püüan teha.
Because many of you may know me, some of you have never seen me before.
Võib-olla mõned teist kindlasti teavad teist mind, aga paljud teist ei ole mind üldse näinud varem.
You know, but it's been almost 12 years that I've been here, Pastor Ago.
See on ainult 12 aastat, kui ma siin Eestis olen olnud, ainult.
You know, every year counts, hallelujah.
Ma olen iga aasta ära üles lugenud, hallelujah.
You know, but I love this country.
Aga ma armastan seda maad.
I love the people in it.
Ja ma armastan selle maa inimesi.
You know, when I think about when I think about leaving.
Ja kui ma mõtlen selle peale, et ma pean siit ära minema.
I was never going to leave.
Ma kunagi oleks läinud ise.
Just gonna stay here.
Ma jääks siia.
It's become, Estonia has become my home.
Eestist on saanud minu kodu.
People would leave, you know, and they want to go to England and they want to go to Australia and they want to go to America.
Inimesed tavaliselt kui nad lähevad, siis nad lähevad Austraaliasse või Inglismaale või Ameerikasse.
And see, I came from Florida.
Aga mina tulin Floridast.
Now people look at me.
Ja inimesed vaatavad minu peale.
They say, you crazy man.
Sa oled täitsa hull mees.
You lived in Florida and you come here?
Sa jätsid Florida maha ja tulid siia.
And I said, yes.
Ja ma ütlesin, jah.
So this is it's been wonderful.
Et see on väga imeline olnud.
You know, and I love Estonia.
Ja ma armastan Eestimaad.
You know, but as the Lord leads,
ja nii nagu Issand juhib,
we get to the place sometimes in our lives where we have to do what God tells us to do.
Siis me sattume oma eludes kohtadele, kus Jumal lihtsalt ütleb meile, mis me peaks tegema järgmisena.
Where it becomes a matter of obedience.
Kus lihtsalt on küsimus juba allumises ja kuuletumises.
And in one sense, these last 6 months have been some of the most difficult that I've ever experienced in my life, in ministry.
Sest mõnes mõttes siis need viimased 6 kuud on olnud kõige raskemad, mida ma olen oma elu ja teenistuse jooksul kogenud.
But at the same time,
aga samal ajal,
I know God has a plan.
Ma tean, et Jumalal on plaan.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm a part of that plan.
Ja mina olen osa sellest plaanist.
As this church and this ministry's plan.
Nii nagu ka see kirik ja see teenistus on osa plaanist.
And I hope to be able to share that with you somehow today.
Ja ma loodan, et ma siis saan seda ka teiega jagada täna siin.
But I ask you a question.
Aga ma tahaks küsida teiega küsimuse.
Why did you come to church today?
Miks te tulite ikkagi täna?
I mean, you could have gone to the beach.
Ta oleks võinud ju rannas olla.
But some of you are like, yeah, you're
ja
right.
Ja mõned ütles, jaa, muidugi.
You know, the weather is nice.
Ilm on ju väga ilus.
You know, but you're here.
Aga te olete ikkagi siin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I was thinking about that, about, you know, why I go to church.
Ja ma siis mõtlesin selle peale, et miks mina käin kirikus.
And I came to a conclusion about that years ago.
Ja ma sain siis ühe kokkuvõtte sellest teha umbes aastat
tagasi.
See,
I appreciate
ma nagu hindan
what Jesus has done in my heart.
Mida Jeesus on mu südames teinud.
He saved me from myself.
Ta päästis mind minust endast.
I'm so thankful.
Ja ma olen nii tänulik
for the knowledge.
Selle teadmise eest.
That Jesus Christ in me.
Et Jeesus Kristus minus.
It's like it's a joy to come to church.
On rõõm tulla kiriku.
I absolutely love it.
Ma täiesti armastan seda.
You know, and I you have people that they just, you know, wake up on Sunday and it seems optional to them. I don't know if I'm going to go to church today.
Ja on lihtsalt inimesi, kes ärkvad pühapäeviti üles ja nendele ei tundu see nagu valik või ja, et kas minna nüüd kiriku või mitte.
Yeah, but they go to work.
Nad lähevad tööle.
Maybe work's their God. I don't know. Maybe work is their God.
Võibolla töö on nende Jumal.
You know, they go to school.
Nad lähevad kooli.
You know, and I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about all them, you know, that aren't here today.
Ma ei räägi teist, ma räägin kõikidest nendest, kes täna siin ei ole.
Right?
Õige?
Amen. But we all go through these times.
Aga kõik me läheme sellistest aegadest läbi.
You know, wondering, you know, of testing faithfulness in our lives.
Kus nagu mõnes mõttes mingid sellised ustavuse testid on meie eludes.
The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:2.
Ja Piibel ütleb teise Timoteuse teises peatükis ja teises salmis.
It says to commit unto faithful men who'll be able to teach others also.
Et anna see edasi ustavatele inimestele, kes on võimelised ka teisi õpetama.
To commit unto faithful men.
Et ustavad mehed.
And I'll add women.
Ja naised.
Who'll be able to teach others also.
Kes on ka võimelised teisi õpetama.
You know, that was the vision of my pastor in Florida.
See oli ka minu pastori visioon Floridas.
And I believe that God's word teaches us to be faithful.
Ja ma usun, et Jumala sõna õpetab meid olla ustavad.
To be committed.
Olla pühendunud.
To be faithful and committed to the local body.
Olla ustavad ja pühendunud sellesse kohaliku kogudusse.
So that we might receive responsibility.
Nii et meile saaks ka anda vastutust.
And so that we might become everything that Jesus called us to become in our life.
Et me võiksime saada kõigeks selleks, mida Jeesus tahab, et me saaksime või kelleks Jeesus tahab, et me saaksime.
So I want to ask you a question this morning.
Ja ma tahaks sugest küsida ühe küsimuse tänamiku.
Are you faithful?
Kas sina oled ustav?
And before you answer that, I just want you to think about it.
Ja ennem kui sa vastad, ma tahaks, et sa mõtleks natuke sellele.
You know, my life is the best example of it is an example of just being faithful.
Ma arvan, et minu elu parim näide on see, et olla ustav.
There when I grew up there in the church that I came out of in Florida.
See kirik, kus ma üles kasvasin Floridas ja millest ma tulen.
You know, I just kept going and kept going and kept going.
Ma lihtsalt käisin selles ja käisin selles ja käisin selles.
Until my pastor didn't have anybody else to use, he thought he looked at me and he went, "Okay, Randy, I guess I got nobody else."
Nobody else. Ja nii kui ta vaatas lihtsalt minu peale ja ütles, et okei, mulle tundub, Randy, et siin peale sinu ei ole kedagi.
Because there were people smarter than me, more talented than me.
Seal oli inimesi, kes olid hoopis targemad kui mina, hoopis andekamad kui mina.
Better looking than me.
Nägid paremini välja kui mina. Kõik asjad.
You know, but there was one thing that I had.
Aga mingi asja oli mul, mida neil ei olnud.
And that was faithful.
See oli ustavus.
Faithful.
Ustav.
See, faithfulness is something of the heart. It comes from the heart.
Ustavus on midagi sellist, mis tuleb südamest.
It's a deep work in our Christian life.
See on üks sügava töö tulemus meie kristliku elus.
You know, it's not something that we as pastoral leaders can make you be.
See ei ole midagi sellist, mida meie pastorid või juhid saame sind teha, milliseks me saame sind teha või nii.
Trust me, I've tried.
Usu mind, ma olen proovinud seda teha.
As a pastor, I've tried to make people be faithful.
Ma olen pastorina püüdnud saada inimesi ustavateks.
You know, but then I got to thinking about it.
Aga,
you know, I got to thinking about
aga
this.
Ma olen hakanud mõtlema selle peale.
And I thought, you know, God doesn't make me be faithful.
Ja ma olen saanud aru, et Jumal ka ei muuda mind ustavaks.
So as a pastor, I mean, why should I make people be faithful?
Siis mina pastorina, miks mina peaks muutma inimesi ustavateks?
That's not my job.
See ei ole minu töö.
My job is to exhort people and to teach them the word.
Minu ülesanne on inimesi õpetada Jumala sõna tundma.
But you know, faithfulness is something that, like I said, it comes from your heart.
Aga ustavus on midagi sellist, mis tuleb sinu südamest.
And it's a supply that you bring to the church.
Ja see on see osa, mida sina tood kogudusele.
And can I say this to you this morning?
Kas ma võiks sulle seda ütleda täna hommikul?
That God is waiting on you. He's waiting for you.
Et Jumal ootab sind.
Because, well, what do you mean?
See on kõik, mida sa vajad.
Andes
aru saada.
I'm here, Randy. I'm here.
Ma olen siin. Ma olen siin.
Well, God is waiting on you.
Jumal ootab sind.
To take another step.
Et sa võtaks järgmise sammu.
Another step closer.
Üks samm lähemale.
To him.
Talle.
He's waiting for you.
Ta ootab sind.
For all of you to do that.
Kõiki meid, et me teeksime seda.
And you know what? It's a heart thing.
Tead, mis on see raske asi?
It's not something that somebody makes you do.
Et see ei ole midagi, mida keegi aitab sind teha.
But it's something that we as pastors, we invite you to do that.
Vaid see on midagi, mida juhid kutsuvad sind tegema.
It's a deep work.
See on üks sügav töö.
See, that invitation of faithfulness and commitment has brought me here before you today.
See ustavus ja järjepidevus on toonud mind täna sellesse punkti, kus ma olen.
You know what God's looking for?
Teate, mida Jumal ootab kõige rohkem?
He's not looking for the smartest.
Jumal ei oota tarku.
He's not looking for the brightest.
Või neid säravaid.
He's not looking for the talented.
Või neid andekaid.
No. It does not say that in the Bible.
Ta ei ütle seda piiblis, et ta nii teeb.
Does it say that?
Kas ta ütleb seda? Ei.
It does not say that.
Ta ei ütle nii Jumalas oma sõnas.
Who will God use?
Keda Jumal kasutab?
The Bible teaches that he'll use the faithful.
Piibel õpetab meile, et ta kasutab neid, kes on ustavad.
And I thought, man.
Ja mõtlen, wow.
Amen, brother.
Amen,
it's
venna.
Like I can, you know what, I don't play the guitar that great.
Ma ei mängi nii hästi gitarri.
I can sing a little bit.
Ma oskan natuke laulda.
I got okay grades in school. I was okay in
school. Ma olin enam vähem oma innetes koolis.
You know, but you know what, faithful?
Aga ma olin ustav.
I told the Lord, I can do that.
Ma ütlesin isendale, et ma saan seda teha.
I can show up.
Ma ilmun välja.
And then I can say, pastor.
Ja ma ütlen, pastor.
How can I help you today?
Kuidas ma täna saaksin aidata?
Yeah.
Ja.
How many of you have ever done that?
Kes on teist seda kunagi teinud?
You're like, good, praise God, we got one hand.
Ühe käe saime.
That's one.
See on üks.
Okay, but how many of you
aga mitmed teist
have come up to your pastor?
Olete läinud oma pastori juurde.
And ask, how can I help you?
Ja küsinud, et kuidas ma saaksin aidata?
Well, how many of you
Kui paljud teist?
If you did that, you would you, when I mention that you're afraid to do that maybe.
Et kui ma panen tähele nagu te nagu kardaksite seda teha.
You're like, what if he asked me to do something?
Aga mida ta nüüd siis mind palub teha?
Oh, goodness gracious.
What
if he asked you to help?
Aga mida ta nüüd siis saab paluma mu käest?
See, praise God, you're here.
Tänu Jumalale, et sa oled siin.
Amen. You made it today.
Sa tegid selle ära täna.
And for many of you, I'm sure you have a solid habit of church attendance and faithfulness to the Lord.
Ma usun, et paljudest teis on olemas hea ustavus olla oma koguduse juures ja olla issandaga.
But you see, that's just the beginning.
Aga ma ütlen, et see on lihtsalt algus.
That's just the beginning.
See on lihtsalt selle asja algus.
Yeah, I got some...
Mõned
aamenid
ja tuleb siit poolt.
Can I get an amen on this side?
Kas siin pool ka tuleb keegi üks aamen?
Amen and in the middle.
Ja nüüd keskel.
Oh, thank you, you're helping me.
Suur tänu, te aitate mind.
Praise God. You know, it's all about being faithful.
See on kõik selle taga, et me oleksime ustavad.
But it's a matter of your heart.
See on üks südame küsimus.
To serve the Lord.
Et teinida issandat.
You know, the Pentecostal church is going to celebrate 20 years here in August.
Kogudus saab siis augustis siin tähistama 20. Sünnipäeva.
And you know, as I was praying and I was believing God for the message today.
Ja kui ma palusin ja uskusin Jumalalt sõnumit tänaseks päevaks.
You know, I believe the message for today is faithfulness.
Ja ma sain enda sisse selle sõna ja ma usun, et see sõnum on ustavus.
Faithfulness.
Ustavus.
See, in my church back in Florida.
Minu kogudus seal Floridas.
When I first started coming.
Kui ma seal hakkasin alguses käima.
I sat in the back row.
Ma istusin tagapingis.
And I had nothing against y'all sitting in the back row.
Mul ei ole midagi teie vastu, kes te seal taga istute.
I sat in the back row for a reason, you understand?
Aga mina istusin seal taga ühel põhjusel, saad aru?
Because when church was over,
sest kui kirik oli läbi,
I was out of there.
Ma olin
seal välja suksest. You know, I walked into church and I had one foot in the church and another foot in the parking lot.
Kui ma kiriku tulin, siis mul oli üks jalg tegelikult kirikus ja teine oli parkimisplatsil.
That's how it started for me.
Nii see hakkas minu jaoks pihta.
And I went from that
ja ma läksin sellest kohast
to becoming my pastor's right-hand man.
Kuni ma jõudsin oma pastori paremaks käeks tema teenistuses.
What happened?
Ja mis siis juhtus kogu teekonnal?
Well, a whole lot happened.
Kogu elu juhtus.
My pastor has gray hairs to prove it. Hallelujah. My pastor has gray hairs to prove it.
Minu pastor on hallid juuksed, mis tõestavad seda.
He says, oh, Randy, it wasn't so bad.
Ta ütleb, et Randy ei olnud nii halb.
But I go, you're just being positive. Hallelujah.
Ma ütlen, et sa oled lihtsalt positiivne.
See, but see, that's the plan.
Aga nii on see plaan, näeb välja.
That's the plan.
Nii on see, näeb välja plaan.
The plan is for you to become faithful.
Plaan sinu jaoks on, et sa saad ustavaks.
So that you can go out and teach others also.
Et sa läheksid lõpuks välja ja ka saaksid teisi õpetada.
That's the plan.
See ongi plaan.
How are you doing with that plan?
Kuidas sul selle plaaniga läheb?
See, when I said earlier that, you know what, God's waiting for you.
Kui ma ütlesin varem, et mida Jumal sinult ootab,
that he's waiting on you.
Või et ta sind ootab, siis...
You know, maybe some of you are like, what do you mean? What do you mean he's waiting on me?
Mis tähendab, et ta mind ootab?
You know, I'm waiting on him.
Mina ei ootan Jumalat.
No, no. What's going on here?
Mis siin üldse toimub?
See, God's waiting for you to take a step.
Aga Jumal tegelikult ootab sind, et sina võtaksid sammu.
He's waiting for you to join the worship team.
Ta ootab sind, et sa liituksid ülistusmeeskonnaga.
Come on, somebody.
Come on.
He's waiting for you to join the greeting team.
Ta ootab sind, et sa hakkaksid juba ammu teretajaks või koguduste abilistega liituksid.
You know, in order for this church to go forward and continue in a great way.
Selleks, et see kogudus üldse liiguks edasi ja saaks jätkata imelisel viisil.
Everybody gonna have to take a step.
Siis selleks peavad iga üks võtma ühe sammu.
Gonna have to take a step.
Peab võtma ühe sammu.
And take a step up.
Peab võtma ühe sammu ülespoole.
And not a step sideways.
Mitte ühe sammu kõrvalteele.
See, I'm talking about being a spectator.
Et rääkida sellest, et mina olen lihtsalt nüüd vaataja.
See, Christianity is not a spectator sport.
Kristlus ei ole pealtvaatajate klubi.
Where you just come into church and you just sit back and you're like, well, I wonder what's going to happen now.
Sa tuled siis kirikusse mõtled, mis täna juhtuma hakkab.
It's not like that.
See ei ole nii.
It's not supposed to be like that.
See vähemalt ei tohiks olla nii.
You know, it's a place where you come and you get involved.
Aga see on koht, kus sa tuled ja sa oled, saad kaasa haaratud. Sa oled üks osa protsessis.
Yeah, you get involved.
Jaa, sa oled kaasa haaratud.
Amen, and you bring your gifts and your talents.
Ja sa tood oma annid ja oma oskused.
See, when you come to church,
kui sina tuled kiriku,
you know, what's your attitude about it?
Mis sinu suhtumine siis kogudus on?
Do you come to church and you walk in the door and you think, man, I wonder how many people are going to say hi to me and shake my hand?
Kas see on nii, et sa tuled sinna ukse peale ja mõtled, saame näha nüüd palju inimesi mulle tere ütleb ja mu kätt raputab?
You know, I don't know if any of you are, you know, hand and hand counters, you know, shake hand.
Ma ei tea, paljud teist on need teretajad ukse peal.
I remember there was this one fella coming to the church that I grew up in.
Ma mäletan, et üks mees selles kirikus, kus mina üles kasvasin.
And he got his feelings hurt.
Ja temal juhtus seal midagi nii, et ta sai solvatud.
Because I didn't shake his hand.
Sellepärast, et mina ei teretanud teda.
I walked by.
Ma läksin üks mingisuguses olukorrastast mööda.
And his feelings got hurt.
Ja tema tunded said haavatud.
You know, and I went to his house. I drove to his home.
Ma sõitsin tema koju.
And I, after church, I found out and I shook his hand.
Ja ma otsin ta üles ja tervitsin teda kättpidi.
And I said, brother.
Ja ma ütsin talle, vend.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Ma ei mõelnud sul sinu tundeid haavata.
I said, now I want to give you a job.
Nüüd ma annan sulle ühe töö.
And he said, well, what's that?
Ma ütlesin, et mis see on?
I said, I want you to shake people's hands.
Ma ütlesin, et ma tahan, et sina tervitaksid inimesi.
Amen. So that they don't get hurt like you just did.
Selleks, et nemad ei saaks haavatud nii, nagu sina said.
I tell you what, it's about our attitude.
See kõik on ju meie suhtumiste taga.
It's about what's inside.
See on kõik selle taga, mis on meie sees.
Do you come to church?
Kui sina tuled kirikku,
with the idea that you're going to be a blessing to other people?
Selle mõttega, et sina saad olema õnnistuseks teistele.
Do you come to church looking for somebody to love on and help?
Kui sa tuled selleks, et leida üks selline inimene, keda sa saad armastada ja keda sa saad aidata?
Or do you come to church?
Või teine võimalus on, et sa tuled kiriku,
with the attitude to get something.
Et saada midagi.
You know, to get for somebody to notice you, somebody to be nice to you.
Et keegi mind näeks, et keegi oleks minu vastu tore.
Where you sit in a chair and you just kind of...
Sa istud lihtsalt tooli peale ja mõtled, et...
You just kind of wait for somebody.
Ootad kedagi.
To come up and, you know, pat you on the back.
Ja keegi patsutaks siin.
See, I know, questions, tough questions.
Ma tean, et...
Not easy questions.
Et need rasked küsimused, mitte kerged küsimused.
But you know, there comes a point in our lives.
Aga tuleb üks hetk meie eludes.
When we grow up.
Kui me lihtsalt kasvame, saame suureks.
Where we don't stay babies.
Et me ei jää beebideks.
See, babies act like that.
Babies käituvad nii.
I'm just going to say that. That's a baby stage of Christianity.
Ma lihtsalt ütlen seda, et see on nagu üks baby staadium meil kristlastena.
And hey, if that's where you are, that's where you are. If that's where you are, then that's where you are.
Et kui see on see, kus sa oled, siis see on see, kus sa oled.
That's where I used to be.
See on see, kus mina olin.
You know, I'd come into church.
Ma tulin kiriku.
You know, and I wasn't looking to give anything.
Ma ei tahtnud mitte midagi anda.
I needed to receive.
Ma pidin ainult saama.
I needed somebody to come up and say hello.
Ma vajasin, et keegi tuli ütles mulle hello.
Or I would get my feelings hurt. Or I would get my feelings hurt. See, but I've grown past that.
Aga ma olen sellest edasi kasvanud.
Into a level of maturity in my life and ministry.
Ühte küpsuse ikka oma teenimises ja elus.
To where now I look to give out.
Kus ma nüüd siis püüan nagu välja anda.
Now here's the thing that I want to share with you.
See on asi, mida ma tahan sinuga jagada.
Is you know what you don't want to do is you don't want to stay stuck in that baby stage.
Et see on asi, et sa ei pea jääma sinna baby staadiumiks.
You want to move past that.
Sa saad sealt edasi liikuda.
You want to go forward in that.
Sa võid edasi arenada.
And you want to do something, yeah, you want to grow up.
Sa lihtsalt kasvad suureks.
That's what we tell our kids, isn't it?
Kas see ei ole mitte see sama, mida me räägime oma lastele?
We look at them when we say, it's time to grow up.
Me ütleme neile, nüüd on aeg suureks saada.
I shared that with my 18-year-old son a couple weeks ago.
Ma jagasin seda samalt asja oma 18-aastase pojaga paar nädalat tagasi.
It's time to grow up.
On aeg kasvada suureks.
And he said, I know.
Ta ütles, ma tean.
He did.
ta teadis seda.
Hallelujah. But I just want to encourage you today.
Ma tahan lihtsalt julgustada sind täna.
In faithfulness.
Ustavuses.
It says in 1 Corinthians 15:58.
Esimese Korintuse 15 ja 59.
Ja, 58.
58.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Nii siis, mu armsad vennad, olge kindlad kõigut, tamatud ning ikka innukad issanda töös teades et teie vaevanägemine issandas ei ole tühine.
See, God wants us to be steadfast.
Jumal tahab et me oleksime kindlad.
Unmovable.
Ja kõigutamatud.
Amen. Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Ja alati innukad issanda töös.
He wants us to be rocks.
Ta tahab et me oleksime need kaljud.
He wants you to be solid.
Et me oleksime kindlad,
established,
tugevad, rajatud.
Amen.
Amen.
Now I want to share one of the other things that I see that I want to share.
Üks asi veel, mida ma tahan jagada.
Is that I see people, I see Christians.
Ma näen inimesi, ma näen kristlasi.
That they just won't commit to the church.
Nad lihtsalt ei taha nagu pühenduda kogudusele.
They just won't they go to one church.
Nad lähevad ühtegi kogudusse natukene.
And then, you know, they wake up on Sunday morning and then they go to another church. They pray.
Nad ärkavad üles peab hommiku paluvad ja siis lähevad järgmisesse kogudusse.
And then they wake up and then they go to another church.
Ja siis nad ärkavad üles ja jälle kolmandasse kiriku.
And they call that being led by the Spirit.
Ja nad räägivad, et see ongi Jumala vaimust juhitud olemine.
Well, they're led by a spirit, but it isn't the Holy Spirit. I'll tell you that right now.
Nad on juhitud küll mingist vaimust, aga see ei ole püha vaim, ma ütlen teile seda.
It's called their flesh and they're just doing whatever they feel like doing and they're babies.
Ja nad, selle nimi on nende liha ja nad teevad lihtsalt seda, mida nad tahavad ja nende nimi on beebid.
And they are the biggest babies of all.
Ja nad on kõige suuremad beebid kõigidest beebidest.
And I've seen people that do have done that and they do that and they've done it for years.
Ja ma olen näinud selliseid inimesi ja nad teevad seda aastaid.
And they plan their schedule according to when there's going to be food in different churches around town.
Ja nad teevad oma mingid tabelid ja plaane selle järgi kuidas nagu mingit toitu jagatakse erinevates kirikutes.
You know what, and if I'm talking to you, I'm glad you're here.
Ja teate,
if you hear what I'm saying.
Ma räägin teile seda praate, mul on hea meel, et te olete siin.
Because like I said to my son, my 18-year-old son, it is time to grow up.
Nii nagu ma ütlesin oma 18-aastasele pojale, on aeg saada täiskasvanuks.
And see, I can share this because you know I'm leaving.
Mul on hea teile seda rääkida, sest ma olen ära.
And you can get mad at me or you can say, well, you know, I don't know. Who is that American? You know, and yep, I'm out the door. And you know, God bless you.
Et nüüd ühesõnaga mina lähen minema, ma olen juba ukse peal ja võin öelda teile veel ukse vahet, jumal õnnistagu teid.
But really, I care.
Tõesti, ma ju teen seda.
And I want you to grow.
Aga ma samal ajal tahan ka, et te kasvaksite suureks.
And I also want the church to be strong.
Ja ma tahan ka seda, et kogudus saaks tugevaks.
You know, and you can't build a strong church with people that do this kind of stuff.
Sest tegelikult ei saa ju eelistada kunagi tugevat kogudust, kui inimesed on sellised, nagu ma kirjeldasin.
And so you say, well, what should I concern myself with?
Aga võibolla sa küsid, et millega siis mina saan nüüd teenida?
What should I do?
mida ma peaks siis nüüd tegema?
I'll tell you what you should
ma ütlen, mida sa peaks tegema.
You know, the Holy Spirit leads.
Tead, et pühavaim juhatab.
And so you pray and you ask the Holy Spirit to show you which church to plant in.
Siis palu Jumala püha vaimu ja küsidalt, missugusele kogudusele ma pean ennast pühendama.
And then plant there.
Ja istuta ennast sinna korralikult maha.
And be committed there and go to church.
Ole siin seal pühendunud ja käi seal koguduses.
And serve.
Ja teeni.
And grow.
Ja kasva.
In your Christian life.
Oma kristlikus elus.
See, that's how
see on, miks
you become faithful.
Ja kuidas sul tuleb ustavus.
See, it's kind of like a tree.
See on nagu puu.
If you take a tree,
kui sa võtad ühe puu,
and you plant it,
ja sa istutad selle maha,
okay, and then you water it, and it starts to grow,
ja sa annad talle vett, ja see hakkab kasvama,
and then you jerk it up out of the ground, and then you run across town, and then you plant that tree over on that other side.
Ja siis sa hüppad sealt püsti, aga kütad teise linna otsa, ja istutad sinna teise linna otsa, teise puu.
And then you run over, and you jerk that tree up,
sama puu, võtad selle ja tõmbad selle sealt välja ja siis lähed selle puu ja istutad teise linna otsa ja siis tõmbad selle sealt ka välja veel.
Yeah, then you jerk that tree up and then you run across the other town and you plant it over there.
Ja siis hoopis jooksad võib-olla teise linna ja istutad selle puu sinna.
Those of you tree people, you know what's going to happen to that tree.
Teie, kes te teate, puudest te teate, mis sellise puuga juhtub.
It's going to die.
See puu sureb ära.
It will not live.
Ja see ei saa elada.
And see, this is exactly what happens.
See on täpselt see, mis juhtub.
To a person.
Ühe inimesega.
Who goes to one church for a month?
Kes käib ühes kirikus kuu,
and then jerks themselves out, and then they go to another one.
Ja siis tõmbab ennast välja ja läheb järgmisesse kirikku.
And they jerk themselves out, and they go to another one.
Ja siis tõmbab sealt ennast välja ja läheb kolmandasse.
And see what they really need to do.
Ja mida nad tegelikult peaksid siis tegema?
Is plant.
On istutuma.
See, now I grew up in church in Central Florida.
Ma kasvasin üles kirikus Kesk-Floridas.
You know what? There's every kind of different preacher that comes through there that you can think of in terms of guest preachers.
Et see on tõesti really? Koht, kus igasuguseid jutlustajaid liigub, kui sa mõtled ka nagu külalise jutlustaja terminis.
I could start naming them off to you in different churches, all kinds of like, you know, the old famous preachers.
Ma võin hakata neid nimetama teile praegu kõik neid kuulsamaid ja kuulsaid jutustajaid.
You know, and we got church, you know, right there at Believers Fellowship where I grew up.
Ja meil oli siis kogudus keset kõike seda usk, mille nimi oli siis usklike kogukonda.
And we'd have people that would just, they just blow off, they just not go to church. And they'd go to that to hear the guest at some other place.
Ja nad seal oli palju inimesi, kes lihtsalt ei tulnud kirikusse, nagu nad kuulsid, et kuskile tuli mingi väga jutlustaja või keegi, nad olid seal.
And see, the thought never even occurred to me. I never even thought about going somewhere else.
Aga kuidagi mulle ei tulnud nagu niuksi mõtteid pähe, et kuhugi mujale minna.
Because I'm faithful.
Sest et ma olin nagu ustav.
I'm faithful where I'm at, where God's put me.
Ma olin ustav selles, kui Jumal oli mind asetanud.
You know, and all these preachers come and people just flock to this one and then they flock to that one.
Ja nagu seal keegi jutust ja kuskil välja ilmus, inimesed olid gruppis selle järgi, siis tuli järgmees, nad olid gruppis teise järgi.
But see, they never really get committed.
Ja nad kunagi nagu ei pühendunud.
And if you don't get committed, you will never grow.
Ja aga kui sa ei pühendu, sa kunagi ei hakka kasvama.
You'll stay that floppy, kind of like, you know, like a fish flopping out of water.
Sa oled selline loperdav või selline kerge ja sellised, nagu teate, kuidas noored taimed ja noored kalad välja
and
näevad.
See, I want you to know
ma tahaks, et sa saaks aru,
see, that God
et Jumal
expects us to grow.
Ootab meilt, et me kõik kasvame.
There is an expectation
seal on, see on tõesti olemas üks selline
for
ootus.
Us to mature in Christ.
Jumal Kristuse poolt, et me saaksime täisealisteks.
And see, being faithful
ja olla ustav
and being committed
ja olla pühendunud
to the local church
kohalikele kogudusele
that the Holy Spirit has shown you to go to
kuhu Jumala püha vaim on sind juhtinud.
It's the key.
See on üks võti.
You know, the first 20 years at the of the Estonian Pentecostal Church have been great.
See esimene 20 aastat Eesti kristliku nelipüü kiriku jaoks on olnud fantastiline.
The next 20
järgmised 20
will be greater.
Saab olema parem.
Amen. Do you Amen. Believe it?
Kas te usute seda? Kas te usute seda?
You know why?
Teate miks?
You know why?
Teate miks?
It's because of you.
Sest sina.
It's because of the charge that you will receive in your heart to take a step up to the next level in this ministry.
See on sellepärast, et sina võtad välja väljakutse või võtad vastu väljakutse oma südames, et astuda järgmine samm oma elus.
Maybe for some of you it's just news. You're like, wow, really, God is waiting on me?
Võib-olla teie kellegi jaoks on see täitsa uudis, et kas tõesti Jumal ootab hoopis mind?
Yeah, he is.
Jaa, ta tõesti ootab sind.
He's waiting on me too.
Ta on mind ka oodanud.
You know, he's waiting for us to continue.
Ta ootab meid kõiki, et me jätkaksime.
To bring the supply.
Et me tooksime et oma osa, oma toetuse.
To offer ourselves a living sacrifice.
Et me annaksime ise ennast elusate ohvritena Kristuse jaoks. Amen.
To do the work.
Et teha tööd.
To do like this brother and sister shared this morning. Praise
teha God. Seda, mida vend ja õte täna hommikul jagasid. Tänu issandale teie
eest. To go into all the world.
Minna kogu maailma.
That's what I did.
See on see, mida mina tegin.
And I landed here in Estonia.
Ma maandusin siin Eestis.
Yeah, where most of my American friends, I have to give them a geography lesson so they know where I am.
Kõigepealt ma pean oma Ameerika sõpradele enamusele nendest andma ühe geograafia õppetunni, et nad üldse aru saaksid, kus ma olen.
Hallelujah, but there are thousands that are getting better in their geography, I have to tell you.
Nüüd on juba tuhanded oma geograafias paremal positsioonil, kus nad varem
olid. I just want to encourage you.
Ma lihtsalt tahan julgustada teid.
We must count the cost of faithfulness.
Me peame mõõtma seda ustavuse hinda.
In Luke chapter 14, verses 27 to 33.
Luuka evangeeliumi 14 salmid 27-33.
It says, and whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
Siin öeldakse, et kes ei kanna oma ristiga käi minu järel, see ei või olla minu jünger.
For which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and count the cost, whether we have sufficient to finish it.
Sest kes teie seast tahtes ehitada torni ja istuks enne maha ega arvutaks kulusid.
Lest happily, after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him.
Kas tal on kõik vajalik selle lõpetamiseks? Muidu juhtub, et kui ta alusem rajanud ja ei suuda lõpetada, hakkavad kõik pealt nägijad teda pilkama.
Saying this man began to build and was not able to finish.
See mees hakkas ehitama, aga ei suutnud lõpetada.
You know what I want you to see?
Tead, mis ma tahan, et sa näeksid?
You know, as this ministry steps into its 20-year anniversary,
See teenistus siin saab 20 aastaseks.
There is a I want you to see that there is a cost.
Ma tahaks, et sa mõistaksid, et kõige selle taga on üks hind olnud.
To faithfulness.
See on see ustavuse hind.
That in order for this ministry to go forward.
Ja nüüd kui me mõtleme, et see teenistus siin edasi läheks.
And to continue to rise.
Ja jätkaks tõusu.
See, this ministry is called to affect Estonian society.
Sest see teenistus on kutsutud mõjutama Eesti ühiskonda.
Can I get a witness on that?
Kas ma võin saada ühe vastuse teiega?
Amen. This ministry is called to do some things uniquely here in this country and beyond.
See teenistus on kutsutud tegema midagi unikaalset siin sellel maal ja ka väljapool selle piire.
You see, but it cannot achieve.
Aga see ei saa areneda.
Unless you count the cost of faithfulness in your own life.
Kui te ise ei arvuta seda hinda, mis see teie isikliku elu jaoks maksma läheb.
Unless you're willing to take on more.
Ja ennem kui te ei ole nõus, siis seda hinda maksma hakata.
In your heart.
Oma südames.
You open your heart of love.
Et te avaksite oma südamed armastuses.
To this society that's broken and sick.
Sellele ühiskonnale, meie ümber, kes on haige, kes on katki.
And you all say, yes, Lord.
Ja te kõik ei ütleks, et jah, issand.
I will go forward.
Ma tahan minna edasi.
And I will, you will see my going forward by the time I spend.
Ja aga sina näed minu edasi arengut, Jumal, selle läbi see aeg, mis ma annan.
And by the money I sow.
Ja selle raha järgi, mida ma annan.
Into this ministry.
Sellesse teenistusse.
Hallelujah. Let's all bow our heads for a moment.
Langetame korraks oma pead.
I'd like you to make a commitment before the Lord today.
Ma tahan, et sa teeksid otsuse issand eest täna.
If you'd say, Pastor Randy,
kui sa ütled, et Pastor Randy,
you know, I commit.
Mina pühendan.
I commit to open in my heart, to be faithful, to be more faithful than I've ever been.
Mina otsustan olla pühendunud rohkem, kui ma kunagi varem olen olnud pühendunud.
I open my heart.
Ma avan oma süda.
You know, to be a help.
Et olla abi.
To be committed to this ministry.
Olla pühendunud sellesse teenistusse siin.
And to the success that God has called it to.
Ja sellele edule, mida Jumal on kutsunud seda teenistust omama.
And if you'd say, Pastor Randy, that's me.
Ja kui sa ütled, et Pastor Randy, see olen mina.
Then I'd like to pray for you.
Siis ma tahan sinu eest paluda.
But I'll pray for you from right where you sit.
Aga ma palun su eest täpselt seal, kus sa istud.
You know, but all I'd like you to do is just lift your hand and I'll include you in this prayer.
Ja ma lihtsalt paluks, et sa lihtsalt tõstad oma käe ja ma võtan siit sinna palvesse kaasa.
If you'd say yes, Lord.
Kui sa ütled, jah,
thank you for those hands. Any more
tänu,
hands,
issand,
you'd
nende
say,
kättees.
Yes, Lord, I
kui
commit.
Sa ütled, jah, issand.
I want to be more faithful.
Ma tahan olla rohkem ustav.
I want to be more committed.
Ma tahan olla rohkem pühendunud.
I want to do what you've called me to do through this house.
Ma tahan teha seda, mida sina oled kutsud mind tegema läbi selle koguduse siin.
Father,
issand,
I just thank you for those who have lifted their hand.
Ma tänan siin nende eest, kes on oma käed tõstnud.
For that commitment.
Nende pühendamise
eest. But mostly for their heart, Lord.
Ja eriti nende südamete eest.
Because their heart is clean.
Sest nende südamed on puhtad.
And their heart is pure toward you.
Nende südamed on ausad sinu eest.
But Lord, it is their desire.
See on nende soov.
Father God, to serve you.
Et teenida sind.
And to serve you through this place.
Ja teenida sind just läbi selle koha siin.
But I just thank you for that supply.
Ma tänan sind selle toetuse eest.
There's a supply of faithfulness coming, Pastor Ago.
Siin tuleb üks ustavuse toetus sulle, Pastor Ago.
Hallelujah, there's a supply.
Siin on üks toetus.
I hear the Lord say.
Ma kuulen, et issand ütleb.
The supply is coming.
Et toetus tuleb.
That the laboring has been tough.
See töö tegemine on olnud raske.
But that supply.
Aga see toetus.
That you've been believing me for.
Ja varustus, mida sa oled minult uskunud.
That it's all, you know what, it's already here.
See on juba siin.
It's already among you.
See on juba meie keskel siin.
There are people.
Siin on inimesi.
That God's been dealing with.
Kellega Jumal tegeleb.
And it is time.
See on aeg.
For them to rise.
Nendel tõusta.
And I hear the Lord say.
Ja ma kuulen issandat ütlemas.
They will rise.
Et nad tõusevad.
And they will step up.
Ja nad tulevad välja, astuvad välja
in,
ja astuvad sisse
and
ja see saab isegi sind ennast üllatama. Ja sa vaatad ümber ja sa ütled, ma poleks ihjel uskund.
Aga
ma kuulen, et issand ütleb, et see alus on rajatud.
You have laid that foundation.
Sa oled rajanud selle aluse
and you have been faithful.
Ja sa oled olnud ustav.
And therefore there is no reason for you not to reap faithfulness.
Ja selleks ei puudu mingit põhjust, miks sa ei peaks saama ka lõigata ustavust.
And you'll reap it in people.
Ja sa lõikad seda inimeste näol.
And you'll reap it through this anniversary celebration.
Ja sa lõikad selle juubile pidustuse näol.
So I hear the Lord say.
Ja ma kuulen issandat ütlemas.
To step out.
Et lihtsalt astu välja.
To be bold.
Ole julge.
And to call people to it.
Ja kutsu inimesi teenistusse.
Decree it, I hear the Lord say. Decree, declare it.
Deklareeri seda. Räägi seda välja.
Speak it out.
Ütle see välja.
Speak it out in your private prayer life.
Ütle see välja oma isiklikus palveelus.
And then let it go public.
Ja las see saab avalikuks.
Because I hear the Lord say.
Ma kuulen issandat ütlemas.
I'm far from done with this place.
Ma ei ole kaugeltki veel lõpetanud selles kohas.
I'm far from done with this house.
Ma ei ole kaugeltki veel lõpetanud selle majaga.
And I also hear the Lord say.
Ja ma kuulen ka issandat ütlemas.
That this ministry is called to affect Estonian culture and society.
Et see teenistus saab siin puudutama Eesti ühiskonda ja kultuuri.
There is a uniqueness here.
Siin on üks unikaalsus.
And a uniqueness in its leader.
Ja unikaalsus selle juhis.
To reach into places.
Jõuda kohtadeni.
And to have the ear of people who are influential here in Estonia.
Ja jõuda inimesteni, kellel, kes on võtme positsioonidel Eestis.
I hear the Lord say,
ja ma kuulen issandat ütlemas,
to continue in that.
Jätka selles.
And take every open door.
Ja kasuta kõiki avatud uksi.
Every media outlet.
Iga meedia võimalust.
Every opportunity you have to share me.
Igat võimalust, mis sulle avaneb mind tutvustada,
to
jagada.
Make me culturally relevant in this society.
Teha mind
Hallelujah.
Kultuuris ajakohaseks.
Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I want to share one more thing with you.
Ma tahan jagada veel ühte asja teiega.
You can play a little bit.
Teie võite siin natuke mängida.
Just play if you want.
Kui te soovite.
I want to share with you something the Lord spoke to me.
Ma tahaks jagada midagi, mida issand mulle rääkis.
Because you know, my connection to the Pentecostal church is a Holy Ghost connection.
Minu ühendus selle nelipüü kogudusega on olnud üks pühavaim ühendus.
When I met Pastor Alan Lauer years ago.
Kui ma kohtasin Pastor Alan Lauriga aastaid tagasi.
The Lord knitted my heart to him.
Siis issand liitis meie südamed.
And told me to connect.
Ja see, rääkis mulle, et ühenda end liita ennast temaga
when
või olla temaga lähedalt
when
suhtes.
That happens to me,
ja kui see minuga juhtus,
I take it very seriously.
Siis ma võtsin seda väga tõsiselt.
And so, and then when Ago began and he began to lead,
aga siis sellest hetkest, kui Ago hakkas juhtima,
you know, it was a different person, but it was, but the connection is still there, still the same.
Kuigi see oli teine isik, siis see ühendus meil oli ikkagi sama.
And so I'm connected to you.
Selles suhtes ma olen teiega ühenduses.
And I may be moving a little bit down south.
Võibolla ma tõesti nüüd liigun natukene siit lõuna poole.
Where the weather is warmer.
Kus ilm on soem.
Not really.
Võibolla mitte päris.
But you know, I'm still going to be around.
Aga ma olen siiski siin olemas.
I just want you to know that.
Ma tahan, et teised teaksite seda.
There's been an adjustment in my ministry.
On olnud just kui üks selline täpsustus või parandus minu teenistuses.
And I'm looking forward as God continues and what I'm really open to what God has.
Ja ma vaatan põnevusega tulevikku, et mis Jumalal on ja mis mida ta plaanib.
But I wanted to share this.
Aga ma tahan jagada seda.
I wanted to share the Lord showed me why I've been here all these years.
Aga seda mida Jumal näitas mulle selle kohta, miks ma olen olnud siin need aastad.
This is the part that makes me emotional.
See on see osa, mis teeb mind emotsionaalseks.
But
and me too.
Years ago.
Aastaid tagasi.
Okay. When we were getting ready to come here.
Kui me valmistasime selleks ennast, et siia tulla.
Know, we were on our way to Latvia 12 years ago, 13 years ago. We were going to go to Latvia.
Me pidime juba 12 aastat tagasi minema Lätisse.
And there were some things that happened.
13 ja asjad hakkasid juba juhtuma.
You know, and we ended up the missionary we were going to go and serve in Latvia left the country and things changed.
Ja need missionärid siis kellega koos me pidime Lätis hakkama teenima, nemad läksid ära Lätist ja asjad hakkasid muutuma.
And I remember my son Grant.
Ja ma mäletan oma poega Granti.
He was 6 years old.
Ta oli 6 aastat vana.
And he was praying in the Holy Ghost.
Ja ta palvetas vaimus.
And he walked out of his room.
Ja nagu jalutas oma toast välja.
He said.
Ja ta ütles.
He said, well, you know, I really wanted to go to Latvia.
Et ma tahaks väga minna Lätisse.
He said, but God said Estonia.
Jumal ütles Eesti.
And my wife and I looked at each other.
Ja meie oma naisega vaatasime üks teine teist.
And you know what?
Ja tead mis?
He was right.
Ja see tundus, et tal oli õigus.
And so we come here.
Ja sellepärast me tulime siia.
And we begin to labor here.
Ja me hakkasime teenima siin.
And I don't think there's very few of you that I think know my son. You don't know him.
Some
of
väga vähed vist teist teavad minu poega üldse.
You know, but he's been through a tough time.
Ta on väga raskest ajast läbi läinud.
He rebelled against God, he rebelled against everything.
Ta oli vahepeal vastu hakkas Jumalale ja meile ja kõigile.
He ran away.
Ta jooksis minema.
See, but now if you meet him,
kui me nüüd teda kohtame,
he's Estonian.
Ta on nüüd eestlane.
No, listen.
Kuule.
Some people they look at me and they go, what do you mean?
Mis sa mõtled?
I'll tell you what I mean.
Ma ütlen teile, mis ma mõtlen.
I took him to the doctor.
Me viisime ta arsti juurde.
And my doctor's a wonderful Estonian young man, he's about 30 years old.
Meie arst on väga tore, fantastiline Eesti mees, 30 aastane.
And I said to the doctor, I said.
Ja ma ütlesin arstile.
Said minu poeg räägib eesti keelt väga väga hea.
My son is talking very good Estonian.
and the doctor replied, he said, nii.
And doctor vastas siis nii.
And he turns to my son and he says,
ja pööras minu poja poole.
Ta räägib eesti keelt väga hea, ja. Really slowly, he said that.
Eest ütles väga aegselt, et tema räägib väga hästi eesti keelt.
My son goes, he says, räägi.
Ja minu poeg ütles, räägi.
And so the doctor asked him a question.
Ja siis doktor küsis tagast küsimuse.
And 20 minutes later.
Ja 20 minutit hiljem.
And all in Estonian, all about how he's doing, and he had pneumonia, and he's talking. All, I didn't understand.
20 minutit nad omal rääksid kõik asjast maast taevast kokku, kõik, mis nad teevad ja mida nad ei tee.
The doctor looked at me.
Ja siis doktor vaatas peale seda minu peale.
He said, Randy.
Ta ütles, Randy.
He said, you've made my day.
Sa oled minu päeva teinud ilusaks.
I said, you've never heard an American speak Estonian like that, have you?
Ma ei ole kunagi kuulnud ühte Ameerikast rääkima eesti keelt nii, nagu tema räägib.
My son scored a 92% on the Estonian language exam.
Minu poeg tegi 92% eesti keele eksamist.
He's Estonian.
Ta on täiesti eestlane.
The Lord spoke to me.
Ja Issand rääkis minu vastu.
He said the Lord He said the Lord has something for him here.
Ja ta ütles, et Issand on midagi tema jaoks siin Eestis.
There's a prophetic significance here.
Siin on midagi profetlikku.
And I'm really looking forward.
Ja ma tõesti vaatan tulevikku.
To walking it out, to watching, to see what God does.
Selle mõttega, et näha, mida Jumal teeb.
Because that boy, when he comes back,
sest see pois, kui see tuleb tagasi,
he's going to bring a whole bunch of juvenile delinquents and criminals into the body of Christ.
Ta toob terve hulga igasuguseid tegelasi kriminaale Jumale juurde.
Because those are all of his friends.
Sest need on kõik taha sõbrad.
You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding.
Te mõtled, ma teen nalja, ma ei tee nalja.
But I'm excited.
Aga ma olen põnevuses.
You know, but the Lord showed me that here about a week ago.
Aga Issand näitas mulle seda üks aasta nädala tagasi.
And so I just would like to ask you to believe God with me.
Ja ma lihtsalt paluks, et te usuksite koos minuga Jumalat.
You know, because my son, he loves this country. He wants to live here for the rest of his life.
Sest mu poeg armastab seda maad ja ta tahab elada siin kogu oma elu.
And I will support him in that.
Ja ma toetan teda selles.
You know, because I love it here too.
Sest ma ka armastan siin seda maad.
So, thank you for receiving me today.
Tänu teile, et te olete mu vastu võtnud täna.
And I just appreciate your prayers.
Ma lihtsalt hindan väga teie palveid.
I look forward to seeing you in August at your 20-year anniversary. I'll be here.
Ja ma ootan teid kõiki kohataga teie sünnipäeval augustis.
And finally and last, be faithful.
Ja lõpuks ja viimasena, olge ustavad.
Everybody say, amen.
Ja kõik me ütleme, amen.
Amen.